Believers share alarm over Christian murders in Iraq. Mission aviation is vital in Haiti, and a ministry marks 20 years of ministry. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Iraq, where Christians are again being targeted. President of Open Doors USA Carl Muller says information is sketchy.
We're not quite sure, but a number of Christians, several, at least six by our count, Christians in the last two or three days have been killed in targeted attacks by Muslim extremists in the Christian communities of Mosul.
While Christians have been targeted before, Mueller's deeply concerned.
This seems to be, if I can say, almost a final push to see if they can rid Mosul of all of its ancient Christian community.
Mueller says this could make the situation even worse because it was so blatant.
Many of these Christians were killed at the last checkpoint between Mosul and Kurdistan, while Kurdish security and the local Arabic-speaking militias watch.
Pray that God will protect Iraq's remnant church. Next, the first wave of relief in Haiti may be slowing to make way for long-term aid. Baptist Haiti Missions' Ron Sparks says their medical team is seeing less injured.
The surgery schedule at our hospital had let up a bit. They had been operating until 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. Now they've been able to cut back, so at least they only are doing surgeries till 6 or 7 o'clock in the evening.
Amidst the outpouring of aid in the last month, organizations have sprung up claiming to be charities and robbing givers of their money. Sparks is concerned for a number of reasons.
One, because we hate to see well-intentioned people give dollars that don't get used for the purpose they mean to have them used for. And then secondly, because this can create a bad name for all legitimate organizations going forward.
But God is triumphing over the situation as hundreds have come to salvation. Leery of giving but still want to? Stick with places like BHM, who have been in the area long before the earthquake struck. You're listening to Mission Network News. Mission Aviation Fellowship had already been serving in Haiti for almost 25 years when the 7.0 earthquake hit. The ministry was therefore able to respond quickly with disaster relief. MAF has been working closely with the disaster relief organization Operation Blessing to distribute food, medical supplies, and other aid. The U.S. government has also entrusted MAF with even more aid to distribute. Pray that the Lord would use MAF to reach thousands with the help and hope of Christ. Meanwhile, a lot changes in 20 years. The World Wide Web exploded, technology advanced to support communication needs, and a global community began conversing. Global Advance's David Shibley says that's true for them, too. 20 years ago, as they began equipping church leaders for ministry, they found these pastors quickly bumping up against economic realities.
Jesus called us to be salt, he called us to be light. And the button that one pushes to transform a nation would certainly have to include the business aspect.
Global Advance began marketplace missions, creating a kingdom-building entrepreneur.
We're seeing the beginnings of a tremendous new mission force in the world of believers in the marketplace.
The marks of the global recession haven't slowed their vision, quite the opposite, in fact.
When we tie God's agenda to a genuine call into the business arena to be salt, to be light, to be agents of transformation, tremendous things happen even in the midst of very, very challenging conditions.
And Matthew and Henny Wiley of Teen Missions International are seeing God open doors as they minister to the Yao people of Malawi. Though they face opposition from Islamic leaders, the people are still expressing interest in the message of Christ. 11 Yao came to Christ just last week. They're currently building a Bible, missionary, and work training center and hope to open it by September 1st, as well as set up an orphan rescue unit. God is raising up Malawi leaders for leaderless churches. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to help organizations featured on today's broadcast, go to our website or call 1-800-995-4828. You can now receive M&N Daily at your personal email address absolutely free. It features pictures and links to expanded news coverage and more. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.